All the hits, Kiss 95, 7 Courtney and Kiss of the Morning 609. Friday, we made it. Yes, it's the weekend.
We're here.
I'm so excited. The weather's not going to be great, but at least it's Friday. Showers this morning, heavy rain this afternoon, and a lot of wind as well going into the evening. Temperatures in the low 80s, but because it's Friday, we do the Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. We have a small fishbowl in the studio, but it's so small that... Yeah. I mean, Gavin, your hands are kind of small, so.
I think I have manly big hands, Courtney. Personally, I guess they're dainty.
Listen, they are a little dainty. Well, mine are smaller. Gavin's can sometimes get in the fishbowl, but then has a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
In Walmart, forget it. You can't even do it.
No. Big hands.
All right, so my hand's going in the fishbowl. Here's the question. Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. All right, here it is. Would you rather live where it only snows or the temperature never goes below 100?
Ooh,
I think it was 100 degrees yesterday. It was touching 100 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was hot.
Oh, it was hot. All right, I'm going to start. I'm going to say I would rather live where it doesn't go under 100 degrees. I'm sorry. Snow is depressing to me. And I don't care if it's just a little light snow, but if it's snowing every single day, no. I'm an outside person. I don't have any activities I like in the snow. So I'm gonna go with the hot weather.
Yeah, but how can you go outside if it doesn't drop below 100 every day?
I will figure out something. I will walk with a personal fan. I will do something.
All right.
Portable air conditioner. Or get on a boat.
Yeah,
do something fun. All right, Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. Gavin, would you rather live where it only snows or the temperature never goes below 100?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to say I'm going to live where the temperature never goes below 100 because I'm thinking more about comfort, and I know if it snows everywhere, you know, you're going to have to layer up. You have to put a lot of layers on, and I like putting on shorts and my Crocs and head out the door. So, yeah, I'm going to go with, never below 100. That's what I'm going to go with.
You know, and the thing is, Gavin, you like to golf. I mean, I know it's hot to golf at 100 degrees,
yeah,
but you're not golfing in the snow.
That's true.
Right?
I mean, I could put sunblock on. I could put a visor on. You're good to go. There's a lot of things you can do.
All right, let's go to Walmart, Jeff. Fishbowl Friday question of the morning. Would you rather live where it snows like every day? Every day you're getting snow, or the temperature never goes below 100?
Bring on the snow. Let's do it. I love the winter. I love the snow. I love shoveling snow. I love snowball fights, sledding. I love doing all that thing. The best part about it is when it snows, people can't go anywhere, so which means people won't be coming to my house. I don't have to do anything. I absolutely love this. I could sit outside in the middle of like 10-degree weather and just sit by a fire and have a good time. So bring on the snow.
All right. Bring on the snow for Walmart, Jeff. Gavin and I, not under 100 degrees. You can answer our Fishbowl Friday question of the morning on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Lizzo, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 626. The weather for today, yeah, it's going to be a mess. Showers this morning, heavy rain this afternoon, and wind into tonight. Temperatures in the low 80s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and there's this new invention out there, Courtney. I know that you'll love it. Gavin, you not so much.
Oh, all right.
And Courtney, you've, along the years, you've come up with some wacky ideas for inventions. One of them
Lots
being,
of them.
Was it like colored pavement? Like, so everyone could have.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why do our streets have to be black or the driveway? I feel like yellow. I'd love a yellow driveway.
Yeah, but if you're driving in the streets and you drive in your driveway is just going to get dirty.
I don't care. Wash it. Power wash it.
All right. Courtney, you're going to absolutely love this invention. This was supposed to be released for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, but they got canceled because of COVID. So now Sony is actually releasing this on Amazon right now. It is a personal air conditioner for your clothes. So basically,
all right, that's exactly what I was saying, Walmart, Jeff. Yes.
Yeah, basically, it's about the size of like an old school flip phone. You guys remember like flip phones?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that size. You slip it in a pocket in your shirt, and it cools down your body. Now, on hot days, Courtney, get this, it'll cool your body down 23 degrees, which is pretty good.
Wow. That's a lot.
And on the winter months, it will actually warm you up 14 degrees, and it's all controlled by an app on your smartphone.
I would put this in my bra. I don't know where you guys would put it, but that sucker would go right down my bra.
Oh, this would go right in my boxers or my...
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh yeah. During the summer, things get a little, you know, moist yes. down there. Like, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you definitely want to put it down in your boxers if you're a guy. If you're looking to buy this, Courtney, it'll set you back $175.
Totally worth it when you're sweating. Totally worth it. All right. Hey, listen, if you don't have the money to buy it, we're going to give you the money. We're paying your bills. We do it 12 times a day. Your first shot this morning at winning $1,000 is coming up at 7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:40. Time for your Hollywood Report brought to you by Kia of East Hartford. For a second night last night, authorities suspended searching for actress Naya Rivera in a California lake. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department said, "We presume that an accident has happened, and we presume she drowned in the lake. The goal is to bring Miss Rivera home to her family. The lake is muddy and littered with trees. There's little visibility. In the meantime, celebrities are posting messages of hope, and you can read all of those on my blog." Johnny Depp used blood from his sliced finger to write messages on a mirror and walls during a fight, a three-day drug-fueled fight he put his ex-wife Amber Heard through in Australia. This is what her lawyers are claiming. They claimed that in court yesterday. The revelation came on the third day of Johnny Depp's libel suit. Her lawyer told the court that Johnny drank a bottle of vodka and wine, took 10 ecstasy tablets, and then severed his finger off or something, what? And ran around the house and wrote stuff in blood.
Well, it's better than the alternative, what he could have used to write stuff on the walls, if you know what I mean.
That's terrible.
No, but, you know,
poo?
I thought you were going to say it's better than the hook that he could have used, because, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
He's a pirate. Could have used his hook. And Rihanna, I just love her giving back once again, teaming up with Twitter and donating 4,000 tablet computers to students in her native country of Barbados. On Tuesday, the prime minister shared a video thanking Rihanna.
"The world has watched you be that extraordinary Bajan, that extraordinary global citizen that has not forgotten that their roots are right here in Barbados."
Oh my God, I want to go to Barbados. Do you hear the birds chirping in the background?
So nice.
It is. It just sounds so beautiful. You're right, Gavin. If you want to see that video and more on all of these stories, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. That means it's time for good news. Every weekday morning at 6:50, we bring you good news, and we love hearing your good news. Do you have something good to tell us? Call us. It's Friday, 860-247-9570. All right, good news. Your favorite TV family is coming back, Gavin.
Yeah, Courtney, and I love the Osbournes, and the Osbourne family is returning to TV. They're going to be starring in a new Travel Channel show, which is exciting. I love this. It's going to be called The Osbournes Want to Believe, and it's going to be starring Ozzy, Sharon, and Jack, but Kelly is not going to be part of this this series. And I think Jeff is going to love this because I know he's into like ghost hunters and all kind of ghost shows. And this will the series is going to be 8 one-hour episodes, and it's all about Jack trying to convince Ozzy and Sharon that there's paranormal activity, ghosts, UFOs, mythical creatures, and whatnot. So it's going to be really interesting starting on the Travel Channel. No date yet to be when it's going to be coming out.
I got to tell you, there's a show, I don't know if you guys saw it, I don't know if it was A&E or still the Travel Channel, where Jack Osbourne and Ozzy took off in an RV. It was awesome.
Yes.
It was a great series.
So good.
They went, right? You saw that too. So I really like this, Gavin. I love it. I'm going to watch it. Totally.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, it's gonna be a great show news. For sure.
My good news, Mariah Carey fans. Mariah Carey releasing a tell-all memoir. She took to Instagram to announce that she's writing a book. She says, "The book is compromised of my memories, my mishaps, my struggles, my survival, and my songs, and it's unfiltered, and I cannot wait." Supposedly, it comes out sometime in September, but you can see her post if you want on my blog.
And I'm guessing somebody's going to be writing it for her, because I don't see Mariah sitting down with a notebook and a pen, you know, penning down her thoughts.
Don't be a hater, Walmart Jeff. Don't be a hater. All right, Walmart Jeff, what is your good news?
This isn't good news, and nobody died. I'm just going to throw that out there. But this guy, he was scuba diving and spearfishing at the same time off the coast of Alabama, and he had a snapper on the end of his, I don't know, spearfishing rod or whatever it is. And as he was swimming back up to his boat, he ended up getting hooked by a fishing line right in the old neck. So the diver that caught something was also being caught as well.
And another
fisherman was reeling him up to the surface, because the fisherman on the surface thought he had a fish, but he actually had a diver on his line. Does that make sense?
Oh my God. So yeah, it does. I thought it was a random hook at first, but no, oh. Some dude was fishing and he caught a scuba diver who was spear fishing. That's funny.
And can I just say this scuba diver was actually hooked in the neck. Now I've been hooked in the neck before and it absolutely hurts. I actually had to go to a hospital to have it surgically removed.
Little known fact, Walmart Jeff, I used to fly fish. I was fly fishing and I hooked myself in the earlobe.
Oh.
Yeah. I just yanked it out. I already had enough holes in my ears, so it was okay. Hey, do you have good news? Oh, yeah. We'd love to hear your good news. Maybe you hooked yourself fishing as well. Call us with your good news right now. 860-247-9570. It's Megan Thee Stallion with Beyonce and Savage.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is almost time for the stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail.
No,
it's back.
No. Get that thing out of here. Whoa.
Oh, this bad boy's been charging for about 3 months.
I like the modification you did to it, too.
Yeah. So, because we're all separated and we have to stay 6 feet apart, I put this on one of those, if you know what a trash picker is, it's like this little long pole with grippy things to pick up trash. And it's on the end of that pole so I can get either one of you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mommy.
Hey, Gail.
How are you all?
Oh, my God, Mommy, it's a very exciting day. Do you know why?
It's very exciting.
All right, so listen, Mom, the stun gun pop quiz is back, and here's why. I devised a stun gun holder. So you know those little trash holders you can get that if you squeeze the handle, it grips like trash? I put the stun gun on the end of that so I can reach the guys, and it's more than 6 feet away. I mean, I think it's, well, it's about 6 feet.
Yeah, you could get us very easily with that.
So we're going to ask my mother 3 questions about the show. She should listen all the time, and if she answers them correctly, great. If she answers them wrong, someone will get stunned. Now that the stun gun is back, Mom, who do you want to start stunning first?
I think it's Walmart Jeff's turn.
Oh, Walmart Jeff.
Walmart Jeff.
And guess what? I'm not going to do too well.
Oh, no.
There's a shock.
I've been trying. It's like a threat. I've been sleeping late.
Well, that's a threat. You know what, Mom? Everybody's been sleeping late. Get your ass up. I'm your daughter. And listen to the show.
All right.
All right, Mom. Stun gun pop because of my mother, Gail. The stun gun is on a 6-foot pole. And she has chosen Walmart Jeff. Question number one, let's start with Walmart Jeff then.
All right.
Walmart Jeff brought this to a 6-year-old's birthday party recently.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but don't say anything yet. I have to position the 6-foot stick close to him. There we go. I'm ready. I can touch him with my zapper if I have to.
I'm going to say a cozy with a beer.
Ow!
That thing works great.
Oh no!
It does. Oh. I swear to God, it's a metal pole, and I feel like maybe it's stronger on
something.
This pole.
I
hope you didn't get the backlash.
I brought a bow and arrow to a 6-year-old.
Oh, that's
party.
Bad.
Well, no, I wanted to teach him how to shoot it.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
You gotta learn sometime.
But you know what? If it's done safely, it's a good idea.
Oh my God, Mom! Come on,
no,
stop!
It's never
it's
a
not.
Good idea.
Stun gun pop quiz of my mother, Gail. Question number two. Gavin needed baby advice for this. This is recently. This is like this week. All right.
How about when to start feeding him solids?
How can you do it in a different spot?
2 for 2.
Oh, God, I'm doing so bad. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Gail, my son Lennon, he actually started teething this weekend.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
See?
Oh,
now,
yes, you got it.
Yeah, so I need some advice.
Sorry, a little late.
Yeah, I need some advice on how to help him with his teething.
What's your advice, teething advice, Mom?
Those teething rings, give them to him to chew.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about booze?
We used to use Oragel, but I don't think that's safe anymore.
What about booze?
No, the parents will need the booze.
Yeah, there you go.
It is back to Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. We are stunning Walmart Jeff this morning. You have one more question. You're going to fail miserably, and he's going to have a welt because I can only reach one particular part of his body because this stun gun's on a 6-foot pole. All right.
Tell him to turn around.
What is the one sweet treat that I hate?
One treat? A piece of chocolate cake.
Oh,
I told you, I drunk. I'm sorry.
Ow! Mom, I don't.
Ow,
I don't.
Is right.
It's ice cream. I don't like ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
I know you do. I've never liked it. I don't buy it. I don't eat it. I don't like milk. I don't like frozen milk. I don't like it.
Then why'd you eat it?
I don't eat it.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, anyway, Mom, it was a great return of the Stun Gun Pop Quiz of my mother, Gail. You got all three wrong, but I'm sure we're going to get better.
How is that a great return?
It can only go up from here.
Because this thing is fired up. This has been charging for like 3.5 months, and it's now attached to a metal pole. This thing is strong.
I usually don't flunk like this.
I know.
You'll do better next week.
All right, Mom. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you guys.